I'm David Brancaccio. We get the July jobs report in just over half an hour. Will the consistently strong rate of hiring slow a bit more? And how are pay raises? And there have been fewer big rounds of announced layoffs this summer. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman has that.
Layoff announcements did spike earlier this year, especially in interest rate-sensitive sectors like tech and finance. But they've now fallen to the lowest level in nearly a year, says Andy Challenger at outplacement firm Challenger Gray and Christmas.
Lots of smaller firms doing small layoffs. I am seeing less of those big headline announcements from Fortune 500 companies.
Meanwhile, says Jim McCoy at staffing firm Manpower Group, for folks who have been laid off,
we're seeing a lot of those individuals being picked up fairly quickly in medium-sized companies.
Even as business slows, McCoy says companies are loath to lay anyone off. Instead, they're cutting back on contract workers or part-timers,
preserving the teams that they have in place because they learned a lesson about how expensive it is to replace people when they have mass layoffs.
And it's still a job seekers market, with significantly more jobs available than there are people looking for work. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.